expert, which is that he said, "You sit in the driver's seat and I'll sit here." And let's see, what else did he say?
Ross said, you know what happened to the Hulk?" He said, "You know what happened to the Hulk?" And he was trying to get into a conversation with Mary, so that's his first time I've heard him say, "You know." Sort of like, look what I got. What's that train do?
That train goes this.
Goes there?
Yeah.
He said this train goes around and round.
That train goes round and round.
Where does it go?
Over here.
Round and round?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where does it go? What does it go around?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going around the horn.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Pushed in the drawer on his dresser and said, "There, moved it." First time I ever heard him say move. It's a generic verb, but he never uses it. Ross wanted to get his tricycle, and he said to me, "Will you get my tricycle?" First time I've heard him ask a request of that type, of that shape. Dr. Seuss movie called Cat in the Hat, and he came to me and said, "I see Cat in the Hat." Songs, he says, "We're going to have a song, right?" His Flintstones vitamins said, "You give me them." And then he was in the sink and he said, "I pulled the plug out." Right?
Yeah.
And what else did you say?
I said, "Cry."
You said, "I cry." Uh-huh. But then you said I'd eat my Flintstones, right?
Yeah.
And so you'll eat them. Put them in your mouth. Put the Flintstones in your mouth, honey. If you don't put it in Flintstones, I'll take them in your mouth. I'm going to take them away.
No!
You better put them in your mouth, then.
No.
Okay, then I'll take them.
No!
Put it in your mouth. Good boy. I said to Mark, we're going to brush our teeth. Right, Daddy? It's the 30th.
Oh, I left your picture at school, I said. And Ross said, well, we'll get it later. First time I've heard him use well in that sense. And also, the wheel is not so common either. No.
Are you a boy?
Ross said, I'm a boy, right? Uh-huh. And he said, but Marky's a boy. And then he said, he's a girl, pointing to Mommy. And you're a girl. And you're a boy, pointing to me. Where's the girl?
Over there.
Mommy's a girl? She's a nice girl. Mommy's a nice girl.
What's this?
Okay. Oh no, don't hurt it.
Why?
You might get hurt.
What?
See, this morning on the Isley First, Ross woke up and said, was talking to himself, you know I was awake, he said, I bumped my head on the side of the bed and I couldn't get up in the morning. This is an analogy with the old man, bumped his head on the side of the bed. Another analogy was last night. These are... You did? Oh, honey. Another analogy was last night when he said Hulk might go into the street. Hulk might get hurt. Then there wouldn't be any more. And he said, then I won't have any more Hulk. Which is similar to the thing about when his daddy goes across the street. And then I said, why is Marky crying? And Ross said, but I'm not. I'm not crying. That's right. He said, I'm not crying. So, you know, he might be crying, but I'm not crying. That's what he was trying to say. So he said, I'm not crying. Help him open the Flintstones. He said, no, I help all myself, I guess is what he's saying. And then a little earlier, he said, oh, I can't do open it myself? Is that what you said? What did you say, Ross?
I can't
do it. Oh, I can't do all by myself. That was it. He said, I can't do all by myself. He was just now telling me he can't do it all by himself. So he said, I can't do all by myself. And a little earlier he said, I want the water on my side. And that was in the sink. He came up to me and he said, Grandpa gave me this. And Ross, I said, he gave you what? And he said, Grandpa give me this. Without a, no D on the end, give me this. And then he said, Grandpa gave me that rooster. These are all toys that his grandpa had mailed to him in the mail about a couple weeks ago. Call this, Russ.
Should.
He says a T on the end. He always says,
I know it, but...
Because should.
I know my mother would have said, should.
Yeah.
She made a D for an R because she didn't roll it very well.
It could be, though, he learns from TX should.
It may be, but...
Because he says it very nicely.
I'm coming back.
Shonka?
Yeah.
Is here Shonka?
Yeah.
Okay, what is this,
Ross?
Well, the T on the end, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's learning it from the Hungarian word. Exactly. He knows a little Hungarian, not very much.
Gets it from the youth.
Easy for them to learn.
Brian, it gets it from the youth, then.
Of course.
He doesn't get it from
Hungarian.
From what is this? Mm-hmm. This is such and such. He gets it from the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say it.
You can say shonka.
I can't.
You did just fine.
Shonka. That's Shoka.
Yo, would you? Yo. Yes, you can say how come?
Yeah.
I say how come because you're going to fall.
Why?
You're going to fall.
Why?
Fall real soon.
How come?
Because you got double Kaiser deduction because I didn't get it. I didn't have to pay the money.
What's the more? Yeah.
You always have to pay money.
I burp! Yeah!
That's wonderful, Ross.
I burp.
I noticed.
Ow!
What's up,
honey?
What do you mean? I pay a bit
of big water. A big water.
I got a Kaiser refund. You have to pay, you always have to have a month ahead paid in.
So I paid in 1 month plus, another.
Right. You got 2 months in there. Mm-hmm. Was it 160 something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're paying 80 something a month. Okay, well, I think I'll turn this off.
Why?
Because you're not talking.
Why?
Anything to say?
Yeah.
Now we're teaching Ross to read some words, right?
Right.
Well, let's see. Where's the pencil? Right there.
Yeah.
Did you know the word bat?
Yeah.
I'm going to draw that for you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna, can you find it if I show it to you? Yeah. Would you find the word bat?
In here.
It's in your favorite things, I think.
In here.
Where is it, honey?
Look in here.
Is it in there?
It's here.
Okay,
no, it's in here.
Okay, let me find it.
It's in the here.
It's right there, right?
Yeah, right there.
Okay, those are the words, right?
Yeah.
Let's put them right down here.
Yeah.
And this is where we'll talk about all these words, okay?
Yeah.
Now that's the word bat.
Yeah.
Can you show me the word clown? Can you find the word clown?
That's clown.
Right here?
Yeah.
Clown, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can you find...
He's at McDonald's camp.
Yeah, he's at McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
Looks like Ronnie McDonald.
Yeah.
Okay, can you find the word pony?
That's pony.
Show me the word, Ross.
That's pony.
That's the word right there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's draw it, okay?
That works.
It's a nice word, right?
That pencil works.
It works. Look, I'm going to draw it right here. Pony?
Pony.
You see the word pony?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's find...
Going. That's popcorn. Oh, that's a book. That's a book. That's a puppy book. You're right. It's a puppy book.
That's a puppy book, too.
Very nice, Ross. Hey, Mommy. Ross can read. Mommy, Ross can read.
Pants.
Pants. Those are pajamas.
Yeah.
It says pajamas.
Okay. Put that on?
You could put that on. Here's back to the anecdote. Ross said, he was saying out to himself, puppy.
You want to read that to me?
Okay, this says, you want to put this down right here?
Yeah.
This says, my favorite, that means I like them, okay, my favorite things, the things.
He's going to eat it.
And what's he, what is his name? He's a clown.
Yeah.
And let's find some nice words.
He's Ronald McDonald.
He's Ronald McDonald. What's his name? What's that word say?
Clown.
Clown, right. Mm-hmm. And what's that word say?
Cowboy.
No, see that little word? Look at that word. Look at
popcorn,
right?
I want that popcorn.
And what does this word say right here? See that word?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Popcorn.
Okay. Now how about this?
Pony.
See that little word, pony?
Pony.
Good.
I want to get on that.
You want to get on him?
Yeah.
What would you do on your pony? What would you like to do there?
I want to ride that.
You want to ride that pony?
Yeah.
What's the pony's name?
Horsey.
A little horsey?
Yeah.
Does he have a name?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Pony.
How about George?
George.
Let's call him George, okay?
Yeah.
Hi, George.
Hi, George.
Oh, I know that pony's name.
What?
Frosty.
Frosty.
Remember Frosty the horse?
Yeah.
Come here, Frosty. You want to give him a kiss?
Yeah.
Kiss his little nose. Okay. Actually, you know what his name is?
What?
His name is Pony.
And Jim's Frosty?
Frosty the pony.
Oh.
What's that say?
Frosty.
No, right here. What does that say?
Frosty.
No, it says pony, honey.
That's Frosty.
His name is Frosty, but what's that say? That says pony.
Pony.
Okay, that word says pony. His name is Frosty.
He likes that.
Yeah, that little girl would like to ride on him.
Yeah.
By the way, we're reading out of the My Favorite Things book here from Golden Word Bird book.
How about another
one? Look at the front. Let's look at the front of that.
How about this one?
That book?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about this one?
Okay, if I say a word, you can tell me
how
this
about
word.
Doll?
Okay, tell me, what's that word say?
Doll.
How about that word?
Doll.
Okay. How about that word? Can you read it?
Doll.
Okay. How about that word up there?
Doll.
Okay, I'll give you another one, though.
Yeah.
How about that word?
Doll.
No. That says tricycle.
Tricycle.
How about that word?
Doll.
Write that one right there?
Yeah.
That's tricycle again.
Yeah.
Want to do another tricycle?
Yeah.
How about that word?
Tricycle.
Good. How about that word right there?
Tricycle.
Okay. Good. Now, how about that word right there?
Tricycle.
No, look at the word, Ross.
Doll.
Doll. Good.
Doll.
Okay. Now, Ross? What's that word?
Bucket.
No, it's not a bucket. It's a pail.
A pail.
Okay, and Ross said it's looking like a bucket. Right?
What's that?
That's a swing.
What's that?
Sandbox.
What?
A shovel.
Ricky's coming into here, and I said, what's wrong? He said, Marky's coming here. And I said, what's wrong again? He said, because Marky's coming into here. And then he said, will you take Marky out of here? Sure, Ross, I'll take Marky out of here. He just said it again.
See, I said, Ross said, you gonna make dinner? And I said, yeah. I said, yeah? Or, no, I'm sorry, I said, huh? And then he said, you gonna make dinner for Mommy? No, no, Mark, don't come out. You're gonna fall, Mark.
My eyes are bad. Tommy had to keep his hands out of Marky's eyes because he might get blood in his eyes if he heard it.
Anything about blood?
I remember that. Anyway, Ross is sitting at the table here and he had some ketchup and he said, what do you say about it, Mommy?
About what?
About the ketchup.
He said blood.
He said, that's blood. And then what do you say?
Ketchup!
Blood in your eyes.
Ketchup!
My
ketchup!
See, if you get blood in your eyes, you won't see. And then he said about Daddy. What do you say about Daddy? You got bad eyes?
Yeah.
Right, he said, question. He said, you got bad eyes?
But I got good eyes.
You've got good eyes. How about Mark?
Yeah.
Mark has good eyes?
And Mommy has good eyes.
Right, and I have to have glasses. Right.
You can get blood in your eyes.
No, I don't want any blood in my eyes. No.
Why?
I don't touch them, okay? Don't touch the eyes.
Okay.
Okay, because you really might hurt them.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I've got to tell the tape recorder that Ross said, the boys hit me on the ground. And what he meant is they pushed me on the ground by hitting me. One of those classic errors. He rolls my star. And then he makes burglary sounds. That's stuff you learn in preschool, right? Those are really horrible sounds, Ross. That's horrible sounds. Really, really, it sounds like you're eating. Stop it, Ross.
Horrible.
Ross said to me, dummy, and I said, who said it's dummy? And he says, your little boy says dummy. I said, who says dummy? Brian says dummy. And there's a little kid at school called Brian, so he says, you must be my little boy. I mean, he's my little boy. Towel, and then he said, I need a towel for my face and for my hands. Sometimes he says towel by itself, and sometimes he says a towel. It's just sort of variable. your own tea and this is my own tea too. He means that's your tea and that's my tea. Right?
Let's go.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
We went home and saw the teacups that we had left. We just went out to folk dancing. And I said, we drank our tea, right? Which is quite right. We did. We drank our tea. We just...
Kurt here. I said, you fix that up for me? And I said, yeah. And he said, that's for Eric. And he really means that's from Eric, right? Because that's Eric's coat. This is Eric's coat I'm cleaning up.
October 3rd, and I just want to add that Ross always says, asks questions like, how the witch goes, instead of how does the witch go, and how the elephant goes, and how the hippo goes. He never says does in those questions, as far as I've noticed. Yes, Ross? Yeah, she goes, he, right? Which go, Ross?
Yes, on the moon.
She lives on the moon, right?
Yeah.
Very good. I told you that once. And when does she come?
She's gonna get here.
When? Halloween.
Yeah.
And
what?
What does she do to you?
She's gonna throw me up on it. The rest go get on the broom.
Broom, right, and she'll take you to the moon.
Yeah.
Take you away with her.
Huh?
She'll take you to the moon.
Why?
She'll get on the broom and she'll pick up Ross and go to the moon.
Why?
And he won't come back ever.
Why?
She'll steal you.
Why?
Because she's a bad witch.
Why?
Do you like her? Why not?
Because I don't like her.
Right.
Because I'm that witch.
Right. That's another part. This is all been rehearsed, by the way. Pieces of this, although they're all a new combination. Ross, what about Hippo? How does Hippo go? Right. And what does he do?
Swim in the water.
He swims in the water?
Yeah.
Where in the water? Big, big fat river.
Yeah.
And what does he do?
What's my hippo?
What does he eat, Ron?
Grass.
From where? Down in the river? Say down in the river.
And you get my hippo and sell it.
You're going to get your hippo and what?
Sell it to you.
You're going to throw it to me?
No.
Oh, you're going to show it to me. He's going to show it to me. Okay, you cry me into your bed. Oh, there it is. I see it. Yeah. Hi, Hippo. What's the hippo's name?
He's big and fat.
Big and fat?
Yeah.
Does he have a name?
Yeah.
Let's give him a name, okay?
Okay.
Let's call him, Big Boy.
Okay.
We'll call him Big Boy.
That's a bigger boy.
That's a dog.
No, that's bear.
That's a bear, yeah.
That's my bear.
That's your bear.
Yeah, that's my doggy.
Right.
My doggies don't bite me.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I got him. I got the hippo.
Okay. I'm show it to you.
You're going to show it to me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He swims in the water.
He swims in the water?
Yeah.
And can you ride on him?
Yeah.
Where?
On his back.
You can ride on his back, right?
Yeah.
And is he real big?
Yeah.
How big is he, Ross? How big? Real big?
Yeah.
Show me, how big? How about, is he as big as an elephant?
Yeah.
How about Toyota?
Yeah, big. The Toyota's big.
Uh-huh. And how about the hippo?
Hippo's big.
Was as big as a Toyota.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to teach him, and he seems to have forgotten that part. Uh-huh.
And what about little boys? Does Hippo like little boys?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He's a girl.
Does he like little boys?
Yeah.
How much?
He swim in the water.
You swim in the water with him?
Yeah.
And can you pet him?
Yeah.
What else?
He swims.
He goes, ah. Yeah. Out of his mouth. He opens up his big mouth.
Yeah.
Does he have a big mouth?
Yeah.
Where? Right in there. And how about teeth?
He has teeth.
In there?
Yeah.
Huh. And you like him?
He's sleeping.
He's sleeping right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna wake up.
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah, big hippo.
Okay. What's the yellow hippo?
Little hippo?
Yeah.
We don't have a little hippo.
Why?
Oh yeah, we have a little hippo.
Oh, I see.
You want me to find it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can find it. This?
A hippo.
What if you got two? When what are they? What if you got a lot of them? What are they?
Polymer?
No. What if you got a lot of those guys? What do you got?
Hippo.
Yeah? What? Hippos.
What's the yellow hippo?
Well, you got hippos.
What's the yellow hippo?
Can't find it.
Why?
I just can't find it, Rose.
Well, I can find it. I can find it. I can tell you.
Roz, you say I find candid?
I can tell you.
I show candid?
Here. And then here.
I can't realize. No, it's not in there.
Why?
I don't know. It must be at school.
Why?
Maybe you took it to school.
Why?